The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Well, I think you may have been here yesterday when I told you I'm not the guy who says I'm not the guy who says I told you so. So again today, day two, I told you so. Bert and Ernie, according to a Sesame Street writer, according to him, he says, yes, they are in fact gay.
Good. First off.
Yeah. And we've discussed this for years.
Yeah, like 10.
Yeah.
You were the one that started this whole discussion, and it was about like 10 years. I blame you for this. Yeah, dude, you ruined one of the most wholesome children's shows with your crazy conspiracy.
It's not crazy.
That's what started this entire conversation off. Nobody ever thought that until you said it.
So you're saying I started this. I'm the one that made people wonder if Bert and Ernie were gay. This ain't me. This is all over the internet. This has been going on for a long time.
That is my belief. And two, they're puppets.
Uh-huh.
Puppets cannot be gay.
That's what everyone thought. And then this writer, he's come out and said that, yes, they are gay. And then they also caught him in the same bed more than once.
Oh, God, stop it.
More than one night this happened, according to this writer.
Quit. Don't do that to Bert and Ernie.
At first, people blew it off. You know, it was confused adolescence. It was like a tryst. Then they found Bert and Ernie, according to this guy, in bed with Big Bird.
Really?
And it goes on.
It was a confused adolescent tryst.
Yeah, I think so.
Who even thinks of something so twisted and weird? They're puppets, man. And now you've dragged the mascot of the show into it? Big Bird? You got Big Bird in there.
I know, right? Everyone thought Big Bird was in some sort of monogamous relationship with Snuffleupagus.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to keep going on with this with you. You're just making it worse. And now you're doing it. I know what you're doing. You're doing it to get a rise out of me.
Oh, you getting a rise out of that? The thought of Bert and Ernie going at it? Does that make you hot?
You are a pig. You really are. Turning innocent puppets into some sort of a... like a gay porno or whatever you're doing here is just sick, and you know it.
It's not.
Yeah.
Producer said they had to step forward with the truth when they found the count on top of Oscar.
Oh, God, I hate you doing this right now to these innocent puppets. What is wrong with you, man?
Truthfully, though, this is serious now. Do you know why they've come out with this recent news?
No, I don't. I'm not even going to ask you why, because I don't care.
And if you remember this from yesterday, they recently caught Bert and Ernie in bed with John Travolta.
What is wrong? You're an animal.
Listen to me. I didn't concoct this. This has
you
been going on
this.
For years and years and years, and now this new guy has come out. There's a new story. Facebook, you'll see it on Social Survey today. He's an original writer, and he's an acclaimed editor. His name's Arnold Glassman. And what he said is that he always felt that without a huge agenda, when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were gay. According to him. Now, he's one of the many writers. Other writers have said, no, they're not. They've always just been best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. And then he wrote a tweet saying,
that's what I've always thought. They were buddies that could hang out by being opposites.
Yeah, the lights on, separate beds. I've always thought light goes out, same bed.
You are awful. Awful.
The tweet that he wrote says this. Even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, as most Sesame Street Muppets do, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation.
They do not.
Doohickey, duh. We know puppets don't have appendages. And we know
that's
all this
right.
stuff. But people are people, and people have thoughts, and people, I guess, who were sinister or corrupt like me have always thought that those two might have had a little something going on. And all over the internet, this thing is flip-flopped.
That's because you're twisted. You are a twisted individual.
Come on, it's just funny. Everybody grew up watching it, and everybody grows up and sees it, and then everyone grows up, and they make jokes, and everyone becomes adults.
No, it's real funny to make children's puppets gay. That's you. That's hilarious. I'm busting up over here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not a sentiment that is shared here on Facebook. And so you know, Prince Albert is the one that posted this. I really told him, don't do this, Albert. You're going to upset people because these are puppets. They're beloved. Everyone idolizes these puppets. And either you're like me and you're twisted and demonic and you think there may have been relations, or you're the other side that says, why would you corrupt children by even having this conversation?
Yes, that is the side I'm on right there.
So, Albert, I don't know why you took it upon yourself to post this. I don't know what made you think that you could get away with this, but there will be heads that roll from this decision that you and you alone solely have made today. I don't know why you
did
this.
That is shameful you're going to do that to him. Albert did not post this.
Prince Albert
did not post it.
Prince Albert helped me do something that I couldn't do, and he did it for me because I was busy. Yes, I am the one behind this question.
Yes, that is exactly right.
And the reason that we asked this question is because a lot of people, and we'll read the comments to you. Gary Watts says, really? Everyone knows Bert and Ernie are a couple, just like Peppermint Patty and Marcy are
goodness.
An item.
God, thanks, Gary. Now you're going to add to this with them.
Yeah, Brian Jones says, who cares?
I agree, Brian.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Jason says, why can't they just be friends?
They can, Jason.
Why does this have to be introduced to kids at such a young age?
It doesn't.
Little kids don't need to be taught about any kind of relationship from anyone other than their parents.
Yes, agreed.
Brad says neither. They are puppets. We know that they're puppets. Jeremy says that they're straight. Dave says same could be asked about Dog and Joe.
Well, appreciate that, Dave. Really. I mean, I really do. I mean, I know we're opposites, but we're not opposite lovers.
Yeah, Michael Snap says it's rude to out people, and they're puppets.
Oh, come on.
And they have separate beds. Oh. Still in the modern version as well. And why can't they be really, really good friends? Doesn't that play into toxic masculinity? If dudes just can't share a space without being gay. Very poignant. Very good observation.
I like that a lot.
And I said Michael. Her name was actually Michelle.
Okay.
Grizzly Jeff, he writes, stupid perverts must screw up everything.
Yes, he does, Jeff. He is a stupid pervert.
This is one of the most ridiculous questions ever. Can't you just leave this one alone? It's not even funny.
Mm-mm, not even at all.
Robert says they're asexual.
I agree with Robert. I think that is the truth because they've never even had girlfriends.
Okay, so what about even other guy friends? Have Bert and Ernie ever had other people?
Sure, they hang out with everybody. They hang out with Snuffleupagus. They hang out with Big Bird.
I know, but have they ever invited anyone over to their house?
Absolutely.
They've had people stay the night?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they've stayed the night. Elmo's had sleepovers over there.
Well, sure he has.
Yeah.
Of course.
Wow, really?
Of course he has.
Elmo's their other friend.
Naomi says they're lifelong partners. Whatever happens when the lights go out is their business, man. LOL. That's pretty funny. Jen says, I think they're puppets on a kid's show. What kind of pervert watches puppets and starts to wonder about their sexual preferences?
I think the one sitting across from me, Jen.
Again, I can't apologize for my thoughts. I don't create them. They just come to me. Tiffany says, I thought they were siblings since they shared a room but had separate beds, and Bert is really short with Ernie like an older sibling would be. Do we know? Can you Google that while we talk about this, Albert? Are they brothers? I've never heard that in my life. I thought they were best friends.
They're different colors.
Yeah. Yeah, they're best friends. Even
they're
the writer.
They're supposed to be made to show that different color friends can hang out together and be buddies.
And be best friends.
Yeah, they're best friends, not brothers.
Yeah, okay.
They're best friends.
I think Ernie's a black guy and Bert's a white guy.
Ernie's not black.
Yeah, he is.
No,
that's the whole
not.
Point of it.
Albert, you're an African-American male. Is Ernie black?
I've never got that any of them are any race.
Well, look at him. Bert's technically yellow, and Ernie's orange.
Yeah, okay. So they're different colors to show that they're different, but you just assigned him as being
an African-American. Well, I thought yellow meant white guy, or orange meant black guy. I thought because back then, you know, they probably got created during the weird race thing.
You know what? I think more people are going to take offense to what you just said than me saying that I think they're gay. You just called Ernie an African-American.
Why is that insulting?
It was the way that you think that. That he could be that. He doesn't have an afro. There's no characteristics. They're the same type of puppets.
I don't even care if he does have black traits or characteristics, or if Bert has white traits or characteristics. I'm just assuming they're two different people that are buddies.
Yeah.
They look black and white to me. I don't know.
Miguel says this. Miguel says that they are gayer than Joe rubbing another man's shoulders.
Oh, really,
Miguel?
Something
we discussed yesterday.
That was not gay. That was noticing your friend's been at the gym.
There's nothing wrong with that, Joe. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Loopy says they're fruitier than a box of fruit roll-ups. And Justine says they're effing puppets. Don't we have better stuff to debate than this BS?
Obviously, we don't.
This morning... No,
we don't. Dustin also says if Bert and Ernie are gay, the count is a swinger.
Well, Dustin, that's really assuming a lot. One. Two.
It's back in the news, and I don't know who's bringing up all this who's gay and who's not stuff.
Yesterday, I know who's bringing it up. You.
It was John Travolta. Today, it's Bert and Ernie. Yeah. I've long thought they were. If you don't and you take offense, well, I can't help you. But one of the writers says, yes, that they are. Another writer says, no, that they're not. And Sesame Street says they are just friends.
Yes, they are. They're lifelong partners. They're buddies.
So I thought it was pretty funny because this conversation, at least on this show, and I see stuff that pops up quite a bit, people still talk about it. And people have curiosities. And like I told you yesterday, people always want to categorize and assign and label. That's what people do. And again, maybe it's an
older... Why is that?
Maybe it's an older generation thing. Maybe the younger people... I got
to
ask Albert.
To assign labels?
Albert, you're 32.
Yes, I am.
Don't you think people belong in a category? Don't you label things? Don't you still categorize,
well,
relationships or genders or skin colors or people?
I do, but I try not to, right? Because I like to let people categorize themselves and not me putting my own personal biases or beliefs or stereotypes upon somebody else. So whatever you want to categorize yourself as, I respect that as you as a person, as an individual, and I will respect whatever your category that you put yourself in. So in general, yes, we do categorize people, but...
See, because you said you try not to.
Yeah, I try not because I
isn't it instinctive that we all do that?
It's because we've been socialized in order to do so. We've been socialized to put people into categories, into little boxes and spaces.
You think that that's something that we've been taught to do through society? You don't think it's something that's naturally ingrained in us to keep us safe?
We've been raised in order to do that, to have somebody in a certain box so we can understand who they are and what they are and put our own stereotypes and biases towards them. We're not raised to be open-minded and let the person, let them decide what we think
they
are.
Let them define who they are.
Who they are, instead of us defining who they are.
I find it fascinating.
That's a good point, what he makes.
Well, he explained it good, and I appreciate that. I deny it and disagree with it.
You don't think so, though,
completely, because I think that we do this because we would not be able to how do I say this?
Recognize bad from good?
We would not be able to evolve, meaning if our parents taught us this. Now, again, parents can teach you bad things and good things.
Absolutely.
But the reason that some things are taught and handed down, and we have been evolving, and as far as I know, majority-wise, evolving for the better.
Most of us evolve.
Yes, most of us evolve and evolve for the better. So I think these things that are handed down to us are taught for a good reason, and it's because it keeps us safe, and I think a lot of that is an evolutionary instinctive process. We categorize and label and put people in boxes because, one, we want to be like them or we want to stay away from them. We got to, you know, either be safe or we got to get harmed. And I think it's our natural biological way of saying, oh, that guy's like this or she's like that or this person. It's how we either want to be with them or stay away from them.
Wow, that's a good point too. I don't know which one's right on that one. It could be a combo of both, maybe.
It could be, but I mean, you could just also just thinking about the way that we dress and the way that we're supposed to act. If you go back in the day, FDR, the president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, when he was a child, a little kid, like 5-6 years old, he was wearing girls' clothing, not women's because they're girls. He was wearing girls' clothing as a child because back then people didn't care how kids dressed. You could wear girls or boys. It wasn't really this is girls, this is boys.
Sure.
And he came out to be a president. He wasn't gay, whatever it may be, and he grew up wearing little girls' clothing that we will say is little girls now. So that's what I'm saying is sometimes...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can look at old pictures of FDR as a little kid, 5-6 years old. He looks like a little girl. But he's not.
Yeah, he's not. And again, you know, here's the thing. If my son wanted to do that, and I'm just being honest, I probably wouldn't have allowed it. He never wanted to. But if he did, I would have said, no, if you want to dress up like a fireman or dress up like a... And again, I'm older school, and I'm more narrow-minded, according to Albert. And same thing. Now, are you going to pick up a doll and you're going to like play with it like one time, or are you going to start carrying around a Barbie doll? No, let's put a Hot Wheel in your hand. Let's put a dump truck. That's just me in my old-fashioned way. Again, I don't know if it's right or wrong or ignorant, which it could be, but that's always been me. And now I think more people, this line that used to be there of division between sexes or whatever it is you're going to categorized with.
That'd be a good way to put it. It's blurring, you think?
Yeah, I think more people want less labels. They just want everyone to be everyone, and I don't quite understand that because I subscribe to what
I don't even think it's less labels. I think people want more labels. Right?
You think they do?
Yeah, they want, because we have less labels right now, right? So we categorize people in less things. You're either black or you're white, as you say. There's no gray area. So now people want there to be a gray area and a big gray area.
Yeah,
so now
I see
you
what
have,
you're saying on that. Yeah.
Now you have different things where you could categorize people, and it's not just based into one small category.
I like what you're saying there, Albert, because you're basically backing up what I like to say is that most of us live in the gray.
I can't live a life like that. I don't know why I can't, but it's black or white for me.
You gotta come into the gray, bro.
I can't
come to the gray side, man.
No So Albert, you think you live in the gray?
I'm trying to live in the gray. I've been ingrained just like you. My father was kind of just like you, gender roles.
Good man.
He was a great guy.
Well, I think that's the way dads were back then.
Yeah.
You know?
But now as I get older, you know, I try to, raise my daughter in a way where she's not just confined to girly things, right? So I have her looking at sports, have her looking at football with me. She has Hot Wheels and race cars and everything like that. And her grandmother saw her with race cars and was like, wow, when I was growing up, I would have never had a race car. I couldn't even look at
dolls
one or
only.
Touch one. Yeah, it was dolls only. So she has everything. She has action figures. She has Barbies. She has everything. So I just let her choose what she likes and what she wants. So I asked her what she wants to be. She says, I want to be a ballerina or a race car driver. And I'm like, cool. You
she
be
might
both.
Be the first African-American female to get out of an Indy 500 car in a tutu.
Could you imagine? She wins one of the races and then goes and performs a good set of ballerina dance on stage or whatever. You know, a show, whatever they call those.
Well, you can read the story. It's waiting for you on Facebook. A lot of people offended by the social survey today. I just want you to know, Prince Albert, he's the one that put that up.
No, he did not.
We got to do Lick Us and Win right now. We got tickets over to Tesla. Also, we got tickets to the California Capital Air Show. Let's make it a